School, a public school for mentally handicapped children in Old Jerorik constituency, is appealing for help to construct dormitory, classrooms among other amenities to meet growing demand for admission of mentally challenged pupils. This school that caters for learners with special needs in Nyandarua West Sub-County intends to increase the capacity to hold the surging numbers pupils with disability from the current 60 to above 100 to cover the ever-rising population. According to the school head teacher Ms. Monica Mariah, the 60 pupils are all from the vicinity of the school and teachers transport them to and from school in pulled tuk-tuk wheelers, where parents wait for their children at various drop-off places. Ms. Mariah said the school, being the only one for mentally handicapped children in Nyandarua West Sub-County since 2003, had been operating as a unit at the Gatimu Primary School until recently when they had to vacate classes it has been operating in. The children are now learning in a 7-year incomplete building that is supposed to be the dormitory. They moved to the building because their former learning rooms at the primary school have been converted into grade 9 classrooms ready to be occupied next January, noted Ms. Mariah. The head teacher of Gatimu Special School in Old Jerorik constituency, Nyandarua County, Monica Mariah, stands at the makeshift gate of the only school for mentally handicapped children in Nyandarua West Sub-County. Photo by Kamani Tiris. The school head further noted that the government has partly addressed the issue of lack of teachers by posting 7 teachers to the school, but lack of infrastructure like classrooms hindered admission of more pupils, adding that this has caused many children with special needs to remain at home. She further pointed out the school admits children with autism, mentally challenges and cerebral palsy, adding that being pushed out of their former location saw them lose amenities like the physiotherapy room. Ms. Mariah admitted that the school being under the national government limits the county government's role in its development. Apart from need for a modern gate, the school also is in need of piped water supply, which is being enjoyed by its neighboring schools and homes from a solar-powered borehole in the primary school compound. The school head also said her school was in need of boarding facility and classrooms to enable many children with special needs access education. Recently, we had children from Pasenga and Gathanji areas who were seeking admission, but we could not take them in due to lack of dormitory, the head teacher added. She said the school relies on well-wishers to sustain its feeding program since the children don't carry packed meals from home because of their poor background.